Help keep your transmission running trouble-free for years to come. Get annual transmission flushes at AAMCO for a one-time fee of just $99.95 with AAMCO's Power Purge Lifetime Maintenance. Call 800-GO-AAMCO and visit AAMCOfirst.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
Shut up, shut up, shut up.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What the hell am I looking at? When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
We passed then.
When?
Just now. We're at now, now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let's do it.
Gay.
Giving idiots a bad name. Don and Mike.
Gay. Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Gay. All right, let's do a gay reveal here. As we follow up on a segment we did, last year, the whole gay reveal thing.
The reveal.
Feist, because I know a lot of people out there are fans of my brother Jim.
Yes.
And why not? He's a great guy, my real-life brother. Here's an email I got from him. Let me see. Open. And, oh, Christ, Rob, how do I push cancel?
Cancel that.
Cancel then. And that. I minimized it, so here it is coming up. Gotcha.
Hello.
So it's from my brother. It says his wife is coming. First off, he's coming out to see me in May.
Mm-hmm.
Says his wife's coming with him to keep him in line.
Good.
They'll be leaving on May, blah, blah, blah. She wants to stop and get a hotel. They're talking about riding their Harleys.
Oh, cool.
I want to ride straight through. We're both really looking forward to seeing you again. I just got the bike pinstriped, so it looks custom now. Will we be able to come down Monday and do the show with you? Sure. If not, I'll gather up a bunch of Harley riders and we'll invade the studio. Again, looking forward to hanging out with you for a couple days. Plan on coming down. I'm riding down to Virginia Beach and seeing friends down there. Mm-hmm. They're going through New York and seeing friends up there.
All on a Harley.
Yep, so we won't be at your place all week, and that is signed, your brother Jim.
Yeah. Well, so good. I look forward to seeing him. I hope he comes by the show. It's been a long time.
Yeah. So he's on his way out here to the East Coast from Wisconsin on his Harley, and I'm going to call him now and see if he is man enough, and he has no idea that I'm going to call him with this, to see if he will admit to our gay reveal, which I just remembered, based on one of those, like, Roseanne Barr memory-triggering events.
Repressed memories.
That
memory.
Mike just had moments ago, or yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday with Dougie.
Right.
Dougie, I know his last name. I won't give it out, though.
Got to call your brother and ask him about his hog.
Okay. And we got a little tease. It involves nudity.
Uh-huh. Yep.
A little bit of nudity goes a long, long way.
I am really not proud of this.
I think it sounds innocent to me.
Come on, you damn dummy. Pick up now.
You're going to have to tell it all on your own if he's not there.
Come on. Please pick up.
He won't be able to defend himself.
James, JP?
Who was the older brother?
I am.
Hello.
Hey, dude.
Hey, good.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey,
You're on the air. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
Are you busy right now?
No, I just got home.
Ah. All right, well.
Tough day at the office?
What did I do wrong?
What did I do wrong?
You didn't do anything wrong.
You never call me anymore. You never email me, so I figured I did something wrong.
No, you didn't do anything wrong. I was just talking about how, hold on. You didn't get you sent me an email on Monday, and I emailed you back.
I never got no email back from you.
Well, check your email, doofus, because I did email you and told you that the dates that you wrote were great.
The dates that I'm coming is what?
I wrote you that the dates that you want to come out are great.
Oh, okay. Well, the dates are set, so it's going to have to be great.
Okay, but don't say the dates on the air, though.
No, I'm not.
But I'm looking forward to seeing you, Jimmy.
Are you?
Yeah, you got to come by, especially if you're going to become riding in on your hog. I like that.
Oh, I just got it from out of the paint shop, too.
Ah.
I got it all pinstriped and got flames on it.
Cool. Very good.
Right. Well, bring it on by the show. The reason that I'm calling you now is
I get it. You don't want me to call all my Harley friends and invade the station, huh?
No. Jimmy, listen, really, we can have the discussion about you coming by the show another time. And really, all of your Harley friends are welcome.
But
I love motorcycles, even though I don't ride one. Mike has one. Mike's
right.
girlfriend has one.
I might, that day he comes in, I'll come the long way because I'm a pussy to ride on the roads that we ride on, and I'll bring my bike in.
We have those dudes from American Chopper on the show. Mm-hmm. We love motorcycles, Jimmy.
I'll take the ferry.
Okay.
But speaking of ferries, here's why I am calling you now, brother.
Okay, what?
Because we have a segment on the show that we did last year called Our Gay Reveal, where we revealed our gayest moment.
And okay.
And it turns out I really wasn't being totally honest with everybody because I had kind of blocked out my gayest moment. And it involves you.
It involves me!
Now, Jimmy, I swear to God,
uh-oh,
this is true. And I know you must remember this, and I think that it
is. Well, you said it was a repressed memory, so he might not remember.
I'm sure it was his bedroom.
Wow.
It is, now, Jimmy, there's nothing to be ashamed about here.
Oh, man.
I'm 47. You're 45.
Uh-huh. I'm right? 46.
Okay, 46, same difference. We're grown men now. This happened a long time ago, and as far as I remember, nothing even really happened, but tell me if you do not remember this. It is when we lived in the house in Rockton.
Okay.
Do you remember?
You sure you don't want music for this? You know me. I love music.
Not yet. I want to see if okay. Jimmy will fess up to this.
That's all right. Fine. All right. I just think at some point it might need this.
Because I swear to Christ this is true.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Do you remember you had as you walked from the kitchen, there, just so you remember the layout of the house,
all right,
it was the bathroom on the right,
right,
then it was my bedroom.
Yeah.
Your bedroom.
Yeah.
And Sam and Fran's bedroom.
Right.
Okay, remember the layout of the house.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember one time, and I don't know what the year was, but we were living in that house, and Dad was not there. It was one of those times when, this is a long, boring story, my parents like would separate all the time but not tell us they were separating.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was
sure.
one of those times when he was living here in D.C., and we were living outside Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you remember when?
Do you remember the time?
Here's the thing. I don't know who initiated.
Okay.
I will say I did, but I don't know who. I don't remember who initiated.
It doesn't matter.
But do you remember me getting into your bed and there was some boner action?
You were running against me or what?
No. Now, Jimmy, hold on. Listen, really, I swear to Christ, I'm not doing this as a bit.
Wow.
And it's embarrassing. And nothing,
wow.
Nothing happened except, do you?
I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
Well, he's repressed
it,
too.
I'll be totally honest. I don't remember
okay.
that.
Hey, wait, hold on a second. We need a little more information here.
Yeah.
Was this
you,
a
you
bad
just said
dream
something action.
No, this was not a bad dream. This was a real
you,
thing.
You went, did you go to your brother's bed?
Mike, I swear to Christ, I don't remember how it happened.
Right.
But
Was it in the middle of the night, in the morning? How
daytime.
Did it
was daytime. Like
daytime.
On a weekend.
Oh, dear, that's not helpful.
Like on a weekend. And I mean, what do I have to lose here except all of my integrity? I will say that I believe that I may have been the instigator. I don't know. All I know is that
all those protests all over the years.
If in fact, hypothetically, it happened, you had to have been the instigator.
I remember this. Getting into bed with you.
Oh, my God.
Were you
God.
Clothed when you got into bed?
Yes.
When it started, you were clothed?
Yes.
This is not getting better.
Yes.
And in the process of being in the bed, you became less clothed?
This is where it gets sketchy.
God.
I do remember that there was...
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right. Boners were involved. But there
You're
was,
saying
there
that
was,
plural.
Plural.
There was no touching, but there may have been rubbing.
No, I don't.
I believe, no. Jimmy, I believe... Well, okay, I'll just say it. There was some, while wearing of, like... PJ bottoms, there was some dry humping. There was. I swear
was it cold?
Oh, this is news to me.
Was it cold?
when we lived in that house, I was so into burning up my models and blowing up my G.I. Joes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, all right. Try everything you can to sound as heterosexual and as masculine as you can.
Did you remember your big brother coming in and rubbing himself on you?
No, I don't. This is news to me.
Jimmy, why would I make this up?
I have no idea.
I swear to Christ, I remember this as vividly as it was yesterday. You had that paneling in your room, and I remember getting into your bed, and I remember then at one point jumping out of your bed and saying, "What are we doing?" Don't you?
I don't remember that.
Wow. Yeah, it's blocked it, I think.
I don't remember that.
It's the truth. I swear to God. It's the truth.
Wow.
If it happened, does that make us homos?
Do you feel like a load has been lifted now?
Well, I know a load wasn't lifted that day.
Well, that's Mike. Thank God. But, Jimmy, no memory of that at all.
Don does
not remember it well, obviously. He doesn't remember it in detail. You don't remember it at all.
No, not at all.
I remember three sexual things that happened in that house. The first was that.
Okay.
The second was walking into Mom and Dad's bedroom and seeing our mother putting her bra on.
No!
I remember something in that house when Frances got out of the bathtub. She just had her robe on. And she went in her room and she laid down on her bed. And I walked in, you know, just being like 12 years old or whatever. Say, "Hey, Mom!" And
that's
memory,
traumatic. That's traumatic.
Wow.
It was. I kid you not. I remember that to this day.
Sure. So as
every time I see an old woman with the same color hair and hairstyle as Frances back then, it's...
Oh, my God.
It's terrifying.
Yes, it is.
Of course it is, Jimmy.
Just so we're clear on the previous story,
yes,
is I think that there's been some deletions made, and I think you need to not use the B word for that and just say that there was excitement or arousal.
What, you can't say boner?
Not in that context.
Okay. All right. Well, so,
are they chopping the hell out of the show? Is that what's happening during the segment?
Yeah.
They're chopping it so... But you know, this is, we're talking about a sentence that you can repeat.
Can you say wood?
Like about the paneling on the wall? Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
But not about that. You said that you crawled into bed with Jimmy, and for a small period of time, there was great excitement.
Yes.
I said there's dry humping.
Yes.
And that can be said too, right?
Of course it can.
All right.
Dry humping.
Very
good. Damn. Would the people at the station just get a friggin' clue? Seriously. What are you so worried about? God damn.
I thought we were dancing around it. And
We are doing a beautiful job of dancing around it. The problem is that we're surrounded by pussies who are afraid to, you know, God, I'm going to get all mad about
No, don't get mad. No, don't. You said you weren't going to do that anymore.
No, I'm frustrated about the FCC.
I know.
It's just homosexual incest. That's all.
I'm just talking about having sex with my brother.
Who just put that title on that?
That was Rob, Jimmy.
Robbie did.
Oh, man.
That was Rob.
Bad.
This is too good a story for you to get upset about.
I apologize. Oh, Mike, I'm only mad because if it's being deleted out, people are not getting the gist
of the story. I understand.
I mean, it wasn't that bad when it was referred to as just a homosexual experience, but then homosexual incest. Oh,
yeah. That didn't happen, obviously.
No, there was no penetration. As far as I know, there
but
was not even
the insinuation of that.
No, I didn't hear that, Jimmy. I don't think so. He was talking about a moment, and then you two separated.
Yes,
after that.
I'm telling you, I remember this very.
You were sent to separate towns.
I remember this very explicitly. Getting into your bed, and you were as
Jimmy was in the same state that you were.
Yeah. Yes,
and then there was brief contact, and then the contact was broken off.
There were three sexual things in that house. The first was seeing my mom take her bra off.
Mm-hmm.
The second was the thing with my brother. Mm-hmm. And then the third was when my mother walked in and caught me having sex with my girlfriend, and I made up a stupid story to my mother that we were trying on each other's clothes.
You told that story.
And my mother got in the car and drove away and, thank God, acted like it never happened because that's how they dealt with things.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine if she had walked in and caught Jimmy and I in bed together.
Probably would have taken a drive to the next state.
Never would have come back.
Oh, man.
Never, ever come back at all.
Well, I tell you what, James Phillip. Put that in your pipe. Put that in your pipe this weekend and smoke that. And
Jimmy, maybe you could stew on this for a little bit, and maybe your repressed memories will come to the surface too.
I am so glad that you guys are not on in my area.
don't really matter, Jimmy. It's the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Oh,
the World Wide
Rob
Web.
Rob better not put that on the internet. Tell him to leave that segment of the Daily
Jimmy,
Recap.
It's already it's already gonna be. I'm not editing the Daily Recap for you anymore.
It's already out there. Jimmy,
I am not gay.
Jimmy, you're still.
I am not gay either. It'd be okay if you were gay. You got into bed with me, or I got into bed with you when we were teenage boys.
Well, no. If it happened, I know you had to have initiated.
There it is.
Because I like sex, and I like sex with my brother.
Widely known.
Thanks.
Wow.
Thanks for making a great weekend for me. Oh, man.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, if you put on your reality cap for a second this weekend and think about it.
Right next to his motorcycle helmet.
You will know that I am not talking tails out of school. This happened. It was a brief thing. It was like maybe 3 minutes total.
3 minutes?
Well, yeah,
you know, sometimes in certain situations, that can be a lifetime.
An eternity.
It can be enough.
Oh.
Wow.
I remember rolling under your covers with you. I'm sorry, I do.
He's hating it. He's hating it anymore. You're still coming to visit, though, right, Jimmy?
I don't know. We might head west now.
Yeah. We might head
Depends
west.
On the sleeping arrangements.
Oh, man.
Are you posting on our website?
Are you guys going to look at me in a different way now?
No,
we're not, faggot.
No. Of course not. You didn't initiate it.
Good. Thank you.
Are you posting on our website now?
I just joined.
I just joined
the other night, and then
you got to keep that on the download, Jimmy. You got to watch it. You're going to get like personal messages from people. You want to talk about people talking about if you're gay or not?
Right.
You got to be very careful registering yourself on our message board.
And all I can think of right now are the Photoshop possibilities.
Fortunately, there are no photos of my brother.
Yeah, there are no photos of your brother. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Although
you'll take the bullet for that.
No,
one.
I tell you what. On Monday, I don't have to wait till Monday. I'll just email a photo to John or to Craig,
right.
Our web guy.
Right.
I'll just send him a picture of Jimmy over the weekend.
But until then, can't they
pictures of me?
Until then, can't they just use a generic Jesus Christ picture for the face?
or Kurt Cobain?
Kurt Cobain. Uh-huh.
And I have plenty of pictures of you in our family album. You know what I'm going to do? Oh, I got the best pictures of you from your marriage, from your first marriage.
Excellent.
No.
Yeah.
Excelente. Hey, Jimmy, I'll tell you, as somebody who really was the first one to be made fun of with these Photoshops, you'll love them. They're fun. They really are. You can't, even when it's the only thing when somebody's making fun of you that you have to laugh with them. It's impossible not to laugh.
It truly is.
Go look at some, Jimmy, if you're on the website, you should look at some of the photos of us. It's fantastic. It really is.
Listen, JP, keep a low profile on that website.
Oh, I will.
And think about this thing, because I swear to Christ, Jimmy, I'm not making this up. Mm. You know, and what can I say? You were hot. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I was a hot 12-year-old. Huh?
Wow.
You were so hot, man.
Woo. Right, my dude. God.
All right, I love you, and I will.
Maybe you don't want to say that today.
No, I mean that. I
deeply.
I love you, Jimmy. Tell me that you love me now. I'm your brother. Tell me you love me.
I
say it.
Love you.
There he goes.
Yeah. I love you, brother.
My brother loves me.
Gay, 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 gay.
Jimmy loves me.
Wow.
I'm glad. Gay, gay, gay.
I'm glad you guys finally cleared the air.
Listen, I tell you what. Think about it. Send me an email and tell me seriously if you don't remember something like that happening.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
He'll get right on that.
Why would I make it up?
Good luck with that, Jimmy.
Certainly doesn't make me look like the greatest guy of all time, does it? Huh? You're making it look like I molested you, for God's sakes.
Well, you did it.
You wanted it.
Hey, sleep tight.
So far, we have no evidence to the contrary. We really
don't.
All right, dude, Tickle, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Jimmy. There he goes. That boy.
We just blew his mind.
You blew my mind. Yeah. That's a mind-blowing story.
Well, I swear to God, that's true. As far as I can remember, that is absolutely true. I mean, I'm positive that we were in bed together.
Right. And contact.
Right.
And then contact broken.
Whew. Don't pull a boner, Mike. Don't make a mistake.
Can't do that here.
God, would they stop with the deleting?
Stop it.
Seriously, please.
You're hurting us.
I mean, goddamn, I understand that we're working in a different climate now.
Yes, we are.
We're doing our best to dance around a lot of these situations.
We got the memos.
You know, come on. Boner also means a faux pas.
A mistake, an error.
That's right. It's called double entendre.
Well, you both had faux pas that day.
I got into bed with my brother and realized I had pulled a boner. Because it was quite a mistake to get in bed with my brother.
Bingo! There it is. Mm-hmm.
Okay. For God's sakes. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Wow. How are you supposed to follow that call up?
Well, I don't know. You want to just hang up?
No, it just makes my little piece of info pretty anticlimactic. But I know that you guys share an appreciation for the Geico commercials.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to tell you that I heard they're going to make the case.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call.
We had that on the show like last Monday.
You're calling to tell us that the Geico guys are getting their own TV show?
Yes.
Jesus, come on.
You dumbass.
Come on, use your noodle. How? Like, we wouldn't have had that on the show.
Really?
Can't say that.
Yeah, we have to delete out the word wet.
The guy just Jesus.
The guy just hung up.
Jesus.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
I
love you, Jimmy.
I really think we all need a little time to gather ourselves.
Well, you got to go rub one out now? You turned
on? No. We're going to gather ourselves in the next room. Boys, come with me.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.